Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 48 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it's a chirpy morning. The temperatures are down in the fall-like weather, and we're anticipating a wonderful Wednesday. It's 5:45 a.m., and we've been at it since early this morning, seeking the Lord and reading the Holy Scriptures and spending time alone with Him, the one who is altogether lovely. And we're looking forward to flying down to Boston in just a few minutes to pick up Ed McConnell. He is the ferry pilot that is going to take the Sportsman 2+2 from Sanford, Maine, all the way to Cameroon, Africa. I'm going to pick him up today and then bring him back. And then after everything's situated at the hangar, I'm going to head back down to Hartford, Connecticut, where I'll be preaching College Chapel at the 11 a.m. hour. Coming back this afternoon to finish studying and preparing for tonight's service, and we're believing God for a powerful meeting. We're going to practice with the choir and preach and all kind of wonderful things that are going to take place tonight. Thank you for praying for us all day long as we travel and traverse this wonderful place called New England, and what a joy it is. You should look around and see some of the beautiful sights that are here. The colors are beginning to change, and they're so majestic, and we give God the glory for the joys of being able to serve here now for 27 years. What a great meeting we had last night there in Turner, Maine, with the Maine Baptist for Biblical Values. And our former governor spoke, and many of the politicians spoke, and I took one of our legislators with us on the way up. And just a powerful time. Brother Peter Chamberlain preached, and it was a great, great service. And we give God the glory for what He's doing in our state. Your Bibles are open today to Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 3, where the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." You could pause there and just spend a little bit of time in praise and worship. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, "Who hath blessed us." The Bible doesn't say that He's going to bless us, but the Bible says that He hath blessed us. What's He blessed us with? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We are a blessed people. We're not going to be a blessed people. We are a blessed people right now. Some of the hindrances in the Christian life that causes us to experience defeat is an ignorance of who we are in Christ, our present position, our position in Christ. And when we don't fully comprehend that, we walk around and live our lives in defeat. But the Bible says that we are a blessed people, and we are blessed with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. The blessings come as a result of us being in Christ. The Bible says in verse 4, "He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." And these are the present blessings that we are experiencing because we are in Christ. Verse 7 says that we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. These are the blessings that we have in Christ. There's really no excuse for any of us today to have our head down, because thanks be to God, we are a blessed people. And we have experienced spiritual blessings in Christ. My dear friend, take comfort, take encouragement today. Let's be busy about the Father's business as a result of the blessings that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.